Welcome back, my devoted followers. What offerings have you brought I, Ishtar, the goddess of beauty and bounty this day?
A guy named Glenn.
You? For the love of all that's holy, you morons. I said I wanted gems, not some random guy named Glenn. Ugh. Fine. Just go and get me some gems before I, you know, drop a planet on all of you. Jeez. Those dummies. They're so lucky I'm kind to my worshippers. Eh? You're still here? Why? Hello, Earth to human. Did you, hit your head while the followers dragged you in here? Ah, I get it now. You must be dumbstruck by my godly beauty and grace. It's not every day a mere mortal gets to see a goddess as beautiful and awe-inspiring as I, Ishtar. Feel free to bow down and worship at any time. I'll tell you what. I'm feeling generous today. So to make up for my follower's mistake, guess I'll allow you the honor of being my personal manservant. All you need to do to accept this amazing offer is to bow down and kiss the back of my foot in acknowledgement of my greatness. Yeah. No! You can't just go home once something or someone is offered up to a god or a goddess. It's their property. No takebacks. Oh, you little. This is Gilgamesh all over again. Listen, I'm being really patient because I know you're just some dumb random farm boy and you don't know any better, but you don't really have a choice here. I want you to be my servant, so you're gonna be my servant. Now bow down and say, "Yes, goddess Ishtar," before I send you to be my sister's servant in the underworld. Oh, yes. Good boy. I'm glad you could see reason. You know, after getting a good look at you, you're actually fairly cute for a farm boy. I was just gonna force you to be my servant for a few days and then let you go after I had my fun. But I think I'll be keeping you around for a good while longer. My, look at that blush. I promise to keep you around as long as you remember your place. And, of course, follow my orders. That's a good little servant. You can, start by polishing that statue of me over there. Good. That's it. Get into all those hard-to-reach spots. It's a nice statue, isn't it? Looks just like me. If you're a good boy, I may just let you touch the real thing. You're so fun to tease.
Love the way you shiver and blush.
That looks good. Good job, my little servant. Now, what will I have you do next? A shoulder rub? Sounds just lovely. Hop to it, servant. Good boy. Yes. Right there. Your hands are nice and strong. This feels so good. It's been far too long since I've gotten a nice massage. You should feel lucky, my little servant. Many men would kill to be where you are right now. Yes. Put more pressure right there. Oh, it feels so good. Tell you what, farm boy. I have a special offer for you. Well, less of an offer and more of a say yes or I'll sick my giant heaven bull on you like I did last time someone said no order. You're gonna be my new husband. Why you? Well, my last couple of husbands, well, didn't turn out so well. One turned into a mole, and another just sat around jerking off to slave girls while I was trapped in the underworld. But unlike them, you seem to actually appreciate just how glorious I am. Going too fast? Listen. I'm literally a goddess of love. I know if a man is husband material or not, just by looking at them. And I can tell that, as a husband, you'll actually appreciate and love me for myself. Good boy. I knew you'd be smart enough not to let such a generous offer go by. Now come on. Let's get you nice and presentable for the wedding. What do you think? Pretty great wedding party, huh? Naturally, since I'm also the goddess of bounty and sexuality, I throw the best parties in the world. Yeah. Wow. This wedding party got pretty wild. Real fast. Now, as my new husband, why don't we make our way to the... No. Not my... our bedroom. Isn't this just the comfiest bed you've ever laid in? No. Not sleeping. Not just yet. We still have to consummate our marriage. Lay down. Good boy. Ah, my. Pretty impressive for a farm boy. Why that look all of a sudden? Don't worry, honey. We'll get to that, but first, I want to have fun teasing you. What an adorable face you're making. A mix of pleasure and curiosity. Never heard of a girl using her feet to jerk a guy off before? I like trying different things, honey. Trust me, you're about to take your first step into a new world of pleasure, and I will be your guide. You certainly look like you're enjoying yourself now. How does it feel to be feeling so much pleasure while my gorgeous figure is looming over you? That's why I like giving these. I get to pleasure you while also teasing you with a generous view of my body. My oh my. Didn't me saying that push you over the edge? You really came all over the place. You look confused, dear. Are you perhaps wondering how you're still so hard, even after you came so much? Honey, I'm the goddess of sex. I have enchanted you with so many blessings that you can go all night with absolutely no problems. Because I plan on us doing just that. I can see the excitement burning in your eyes. Now time for the main event. You're about to feel pleasure most mortals would die to feel for but a moment. Fuck yes. That feels so good. Yes. Right there. It's rubbing my inside so well. Yeah. That's it. Good boy. If this is how you are in bed, you'll definitely make a great husband. Come with me. Love, I hope you're ready to give an encore, 'cause we're definitely going all night.